Guidance for the body scan meditation. So perhaps inviting to this practice a gentle attitude of it being a time for you, a time to support your efforts for well-being and health. So checking that you have a comfortable and warm space to practice in, and that you won't be disturbed for the next half an hour or so. The practice is generally done lying down, but if your lower back has any discomfort, you can adopt a posture with the feet flat on the floor and the knees in the air. This brings a little bit of ease to the lower back. And if this isn't appropriate, you can do the practice in a chair. So making those kind of choices to begin with. If you are choosing to lie down, finding either a firm mattress or a folded blanket on the floor so you feel well supported, and perhaps a folded towel or blanket for the head to rest on so your breath can be free in the throat and your neck can feel comfortable. And allowing your body in this posture, if the legs are stretched out, to be uncrossed. And the arms to be by your sides, just resting comfortably on the ground. And choosing whether you wish to close the eyes or keep them open, remembering that if you're feeling very sleepy or dreamy, you can moderate that feeling, if you wish, by opening the eyes from time to time, or doing the whole practice with the eyes open with a soft focus looking upwards. So as we lie here settling for the practice, gently bringing to mind some of the helpful attitudes that we've talked about in the class. Remembering there's no right or wrong way to do this practice. There's no particular outcome in mind. It's helpful to stay awake, and we can moderate our feelings of sleepiness. But the whole practice is designed to help us play with or explore the possibility of meeting our experience or opening to our experience just as it is, and perhaps noticing judgments about it not being right or not being good enough, which are inevitable, part of the human condition. So noticing those and gently letting go of them and coming back to an open appreciation of our experience moment by moment. So the qualities of curiosity, openness, patience, inviting these qualities as best we can into the practice right now as we lie here. And in the spirit of looking after ourselves and helping ourselves be well, remembering we have choices through the whole practice. We can move gently if we need to or want to. And we can ignore the instructions if they don't seem right for you at any one time. So keeping that sense of choice throughout the whole practice. And approaching this with the attitude of, well, let's just give it a try, do it as best we can, or in a good enough way. So having said these things, and we can move gently now into a sense of the body resting on the support, whether that's the folded blanket or mattress or the chair we're sitting, and feeling into, noticing as directly as possible, the contact that our body makes with the support. So if the legs are outstretched, the heels resting. If the knees are up, just the soles of the feet resting. And parts of the leg, the backs of the leg, the area around the tailbone and parts of the back. So bringing our attention gently and clearly to these places where our body is supported. The shoulder blades, parts of the arms, perhaps, and the back of the head resting on its folded blanket or towel. Sensing the overall length and breadth of our body resting here in this place. Perhaps sensing in these places of contact whether they're warm or cool, or any other tiny sensations of connection, of contact, pressure. So just inviting a curiosity to these places, checking them out as best we can. And if we like, each time we breathe out, we might imagine the skin and muscles of the back just softening with the outward breath. So we feel the body just gently falling into its support, resting. Perhaps the in-breath can help us feel awake to this moment, so we're not becoming too dreamy. And the out-breath can be a softening, a resting back into the support. So each breath cycle becomes a helpful aid to the practice, a sense of waking up, of feeling bright to the moment with the in-breath, and a softening, a resting of the body, an allowing of the body with the out-breath. And the guidance for this practice will take us through the various parts of the body. And the idea is to simply follow along, bringing our kindly attention or interest even to the various parts of the body, and just seeing what sensations we can directly feel in these places. But beginning by focusing in a little bit more carefully on the breath movements in the body. So bringing our interest now to the breath movements, perhaps in the chest or abdomen, or perhaps in the nose, the nostrils. Feeling the way the breath flows in, turns a tiny corner and flows out again. And then this is repeated again and again. So gently noticing the movement in the body, perhaps felt as a rising with the in-breath, an expansion, a gentle movement in the chest and tummy. And then a falling back, a receding sensation as we breathe out. Maybe sensing the way our clothing slides gently against our skin as the body opens and expands gently with the in-breath and returns with the out-breath. And allowing the body to simply breathe as it wants to. No need to breathe deeply. Let the body breathe as it wants and bring our interest to the sensations caused by this movement. And coming to a place within this whole experience of the breath where we feel the movements to be clearest to us. So a place where the sensations are clear and easy to find. or relatively easy to find. This could be the nostrils, might be the chest, might be the abdomen. Taking a minute to find a place that feels comfortable and clear. And this place can be designated as the anchor place for this practice. A place that we can come back to whenever we feel a bit lost, when we've drifted off. Or if we notice we're suddenly very dreamy, we can come back to this place. Or are there any strong discomforts that make us feel upset or feeling troubled or confused, we could come back to this place, this anchor point of the breath, and just feel more settled here before moving back into following the instructions. So feeling our breath at this place, the anchor point for the practice. And then from this point of clarity around the breath, moving our interest down the body, right the way down through the trunk, through the pelvic area, down through the left leg, right down to the left foot, and out to the toes on the left foot. So as best we can, noticing any sensations here in the toes, from the big toe to the small toe, the gaps between the toes. Being prepared to notice the very tiny sensations, or the very ordinary sensation of socks against the skin, or a general sense of temperature or shape. So we're not looking for anything special or big. We're just seeing what's there in this moment as we breathe in and breathe out. The toes on the left foot. And then moving the interest to the sole of the left foot. And doing the same thing here, just taking a moment to notice. If it's resting on something, maybe the heel or the bottom of the foot, just checking out sensations connected with resting. Touch, texture, temperature. As we breathe in and breathe out, the sole of the left foot. And then the top of the left foot. Maybe feeling cooler or warmer than the sole of the foot. So checking out the skin, the sense of the bones within the foot. And if perhaps there's hardly any sensation or no sensations here, that's fine. The task then is to notice this experience of, well, no sensations here. As we breathe in and breathe out, noticing that. And then moving to the ankle area. All around the ankle on the left foot. Again, perhaps sensing the breath still moving in the body and bringing our interest to this part, the ankle joint. And then moving our attention gently, clearly, into the lower part of the leg, on the left leg, the calf muscle, the shin bone. If the leg is outstretched, maybe sensing the connection with the support, the floor. And if the knees are up, just sensing the way the calf muscle hangs from the leg and the hard length of the shin bone, its warmth or coolness perhaps. And as best we can, not thinking about the shin or the calf, but moving up close into the tiny sensations that might be there, the warmth or coolness, tingling, the texture sensations of cloth against skin, these kinds of things as direct experiences as we breathe in, as this breath comes in and then flows out. And if we're beginning to notice the mind drifting, dreaming, or going off on some other journey, thoughts, feelings, that again is completely natural. It's just what the mind does best. And the practice invites us to notice when this has happened, to notice any judgments around that, and to gently come back, perhaps moving to the breath, the anchor point of the breath, just for one breath in and one breath out, feeling settled with the breath, and then moving our attention back into the part that we're looking at, the lower part of the left leg. Not struggling with this, just gently, in a good enough way, bringing our attention here. Opening to our experience in this moment. And then moving to the knee joint on the left leg. Not forgetting the back of the knee, which might feel cooler or warmer. And then to the upper part of the left leg, the thigh with its group of muscles, right the way up to the hip joint on the side of the body, on the left side of the body. So inviting our interest now to this part, the shape, temperature, the feeling of clothing or blanket. As we breathe in and breathe out, gently and clearly bringing our attention here, just for this moment now that's happening, this breath moment, the left thigh. And then with the next outward breath, moving our attention gently across the body down into the right leg and all the way down to the toes on the right side. So back into this experience of toes, but this time on the right foot. Big toe, the little toe, toes between. Just briefly checking here. What sensations? They might be quite tiny and whispering, almost silent sensations. And the sole of the foot, the right foot. And then to the top of the right foot. So moving our attention gently round the body, now arriving at the ankle, the whole region of the ankle on the right leg. Touch of socks, blanket, or the sense of the complexity of the ankle joint inside. And then moving up into the lower part of the right leg, the calf muscle, the shin bone. Breathing in, noticing this part of our body, breathing out, opening to what's there in this breath moment. And then to the knee joint on the right leg and the thigh on the right leg, right up to the right hip. And each time we wake up to having dreamed off or drifted off, just congratulating ourselves for noticing that we've woken up to this and gently bringing ourselves back, our interest back into the body, back into this moment. Maybe feeling the breath a bit more clearly at the anchor place. And then moving it into the body, in the thigh on the right side, the hip joint. And then before leaving the right leg and the legs generally, we might like to try just for a moment imagining our breath could flow down through the body and into the legs, as though the legs were kind of hollow and the breath could flow easily down through them to the toes and then out again. So breathing in, allowing your breath to be natural. Breathing in and breathing out into the legs and out from the legs. Just playing with this idea. The two legs there just resting in this moment. Alive to the sensations here in our body. And as we next breathe out, leaving the legs and moving into the back of the pelvic area, where the body rests on the floor or chair. And bringing our interest now to the whole pelvic area. The bone itself curving round the wings of the pelvic girdle. And a whole sense of the soft organs nestled within. And then moving from here into the lower back. Remembering that if there's any discomfort, emotional or physical, we can move to the breath as a place of refuge for a while. Feel ourselves steadied by that. Or if it's a physical pain, we might explore it, its edges, its shape. Just notice the sensations within it. So with this in mind, moving up the back slowly, feeling into the connection with the ground. Maybe even noticing the slight displacement caused by the breath, where the body moves against the floor. Maybe feeling this in the back ribs or the shoulder blades. And then sliding our interest, our awareness round to the front body, from the collarbones at the top of the torso, to the ribs, and then the softer experience of the abdomen, all the way down to the pelvic floor. Maybe noticing the breath moving in the body. The heartbeat, whatever there arises into our awareness. And then as we did with the legs, we could imagine as we breathe in, the breath flowing into this whole area, the torso, as if it were a kind of balloon that stretched to the edges, to the skin. A kind of filling up, with the in-breath and an emptying away with the out-breath. Feeling the whole of the torso at rest in this moment, breathing. And just feeling this as best we can, not struggling, just gently moving our attention back each time it drifts off. And then with the next outward breath, leaving the torso and breathing in, moving our attention down the arms to both hands, fingers and thumbs. And sensing the hands at the side of the body there, just resting. The pads of the fingers, the feeling of the nails perhaps. The warmth in the palms, perhaps, maybe coolness. Just bringing ourselves as close as we can into these sensations in this moment. Opening to the flow and the movement of sensations as best we can. And then moving our attention into the wrists and lower arms. The elbows and the upper arms, the lifting muscles and shoulders, armpits. So sensing the left arm, the right arm, in this breath moment, just resting and noticing whatever sensations there are arising into our awareness. Warmth, tingling, the touch of clothing. Maybe even sensing the breath. And at this point we could imagine the breath flowing into the arms if we like, as if the arms too were hollow, like tubes, and the breath could flow in and down the arms to the fingers and then back out again. The arms breathing, as it were. The mind going off, drifting or dreaming, waking up to this and gently back into the body, into this moment that's happening. Into these sensations and just doing this as best we can, not struggling, opening to our experience as it is. And then with the next outward breath, leaving the arms and inviting our interest to the neck and throat and the way the head rests on the lift. Feeling the connection with the blanket or folded towel and sensing the whole area of the scalp of the head. Whether that feels warm, cool, or a bit fuzzy. Or maybe a sensation there's no words for, but we can sort of move into it gently, explore it. And the jaw and ears. Noticing if the teeth are clenched or not. Whether the lips feel tight or puffy. And there's no need to change anything at all, just meeting our experience in the face here just as it is. Whether the mouth feels dry or damp or wet. Residual tastes from the last meal or drink. And then the experience around the cheeks and nostrils, maybe of the air flowing in cool, flowing out slightly warmer. Just checking this out for ourselves, experience of sensations as we breathe through the nostrils. And the whole experience around the eyes, all the tiny muscles and the skin around the eyes and the forehead. So having travelled right through the body with this open interest, we can now perhaps imagine our breath moving into the whole body, so flowing into the whole space of the head, down through the torso, into the arms, into the legs. Just playing with the idea, the possibility of feeling the breath moving into the whole shape of the body, feeling it to the skin and then flowing out again. Letting the breath guide our interest and awareness into the body like a little wave flowing up the beach, rippling down to the toes, the fingers, and back out again. And as we breathe, allowing our experience to be just what it is. If it's dreamy, it's dreamy. If it's full of thoughts or concerns, if there's little aches or pains in parts of the body, seeing if it's possible to meet whatever our experience is, just as it is, with each breath flowing in. The possibility of allowing ourselves to be just as we are in this breath moment. And then moving into the transition out of practice, we might like to just slightly deepen the inward breath, not too much, not straining the ribs, but just to feel a slight stretch in the ribs and back. And with the outward breath, perhaps allowing a long, sighing, releasing breath, feeling the body soften. Perhaps repeating this a few times to feel the body stretching a little and releasing a little. If the eyes have been closed, we could gently open them. And beginning to give our body the kind of any movement it feels like experiencing right now. So the fingers or toes might like to stretch. The arms might want to stretch slowly and carefully. Taking great care to move our body with kindness and awareness at the end of this practice. And remembering to take our time, and if we've been on our backs, to roll to our side before we try to lift the body up. So we look after our back as we do this.